Hey, welcome in. I'm Mia.
And I'm Leo.
This is After Work Tea Talk, a tiny English listening podcast for people who have a job, a life, and absolutely no energy left for flashcards.
20 minutes a day, 20 minutes of English, drink something warm and just listen.
No grammar drills, no vocabulary lists, just two people after work talking.
Today's topic, that weird 24 hours between payday and broke.
Let's get into it. Okay, so picture this. It is Monday morning, 9:12 a.m. I am at my desk. I have not even opened my email yet. I have my coffee. It is the good coffee, not the office coffee. And I open my bank app, direct deposit. The little green number is back.
The payday glow.
The payday glow. And I am not going to lie, Leo. I treat that moment like a small holiday. I sit there for like 10 seconds and just look at it.
10 seconds of pure joy.
10 seconds of pure joy. I even text my sister. I am rich. She writes back, you say that every 2 weeks.
And she is not wrong.
And she is not wrong. But every time it feels new, every time I am like, this time I am going to be smart about it. This time I am going to budget.
So you make a budget.
So I make a budget. I open my notes app. I write a list. Rent, 1200. Utilities, around 150. Groceries, 300. A little fun money, 200. A little savings, even just 100. I write it down. I feel very organized. I feel like a different person.
Payday Mia, she is the responsible one.
Payday Mia has a plan. Payday Mia is going to cook at home this month. Payday Mia is going to walk to lunch. Payday Mia is going to skip the third coffee of the day.
Big plans.
Big plans. And here is where the trouble starts. Because Tuesday happens.
Tuesday.
Tuesday. Rent comes out first thing in the morning, then the internet bill, $65, then the phone bill, $50. Then I see two subscription charges. One I forgot about, one I sort of remember but never canceled.
Two subscriptions.
Two subscriptions, and then groceries. I went to the store after work. I bought what I needed, plus a candle, plus a fancy yogurt, plus a magazine I will never read. The total was around $90, which is fine. It is fine.
It is fine.
And then I treated myself to a nicer lunch because, well, payday, $15. I am not even mad about it. The sandwich was really good.
Payday lunch, a classic.
A classic. And there is also the dinner delivery on Tuesday night because I did not feel like cooking. That was $22.
Just one dinner.
Just one dinner. By Tuesday night, I am lying on the couch. I open the bank app again just to check. And the number is smaller. Noticeably smaller, but it is still a real number. I still have money. I am still okay.
You are still okay.
I am still okay. I close the app. I go to sleep. But here is the thing. I also tell myself the next morning, it is fine. You are an adult. You have a job. The money is fine. Do not be dramatic. Wednesday morning rolls around. I am on my way to work. I stop for coffee. I open the app to pay. And the balance is, let me put it this way, it is not fine anymore. It is not still okay. It is not even... It is fine. I will figure it out. It is just gone.
How low are we talking?
Low enough that the little balance number actually made me laugh out loud in the coffee line.
The surprised laugh. The wait, what laugh?
The wait, what laugh? Exactly. And I have not bought anything big. I have not booked a trip. I have not bought a new phone. I have not bought new shoes. I have not done anything.
But it is gone.
It is gone. Or it feels like it is gone. So tell me, Leo, is it just me? Or does this happen to literally everyone who has a job and a bank account?
It is not just you. It happens to me every single month. Same script, same surprise. I have stopped being surprised, actually. I just plan for it now.
You plan for the Wednesday surprise?
In a way. I know by Wednesday the number is going to be a little embarrassing. I just accept it. But last month, I finally sat down and actually did the math. I made a real list.
A real list? Okay, what was on the list?
Okay, number one. The gym I told you about yesterday.
The Phantom membership.
The Phantom membership. $49 a month, every month, for 3 years. That is $1,764 I have spent on a gym I went to maybe 20 times.
Almost $2,000.
Almost $2,000. Gone. Number two, a meditation app I downloaded during a really stressful week in 2024. You know the kind of week.
That I need to take better care of myself week.
Exactly, that week. I downloaded the app, I used it for maybe 10 minutes, and then I forgot about it. It auto-renews every month. $8.
Do you even use it now?
I have not opened it since March, but yes, $8 a month, out the door. That is $96 a year for an app I do not open.
$96.
Number three, a language app I was going to use to learn Spanish. $12 a month. I know three words. Hola, ¿cómo estás? And that is it.
Hola. You know two words.
Two and a half words, generously. $12 a month for two and a half words.
Leo.
Number four. Music streaming, that one I actually use. But here is the embarrassing part. There is also a second music streaming service I forgot I had. It was a free trial that turned into a paid thing 2 years ago. I just saw it on my statement last weekend.
2 years ago?
2 years ago, $11 a month. For 2 years, that is $264.
That is so painful.
It is so painful. Number five, cloud storage. $60 a year. I do not even know what is in it. Probably photos from 2019, maybe an old college paper.
Probably.
Number six, a VPN I subscribed to because I was at a hotel that blocked something. One night, 4 years ago, it is still charging me $5 a month.
$5 a month for a VPN you used once?
For one night, 4 years ago. $5 a month.
That is $240.
That is $240.
Leo, we could have bought a vacation.
We could have bought a very small vacation. A long weekend, maybe.
A long weekend, just from the things you forgot about.
Just from the things I forgot about. And that is not even counting the little ones. The $4 morning coffee. The $7 lunch I bought because I did not pack one, the $12 dinner delivery on a Tuesday night because I did not feel like cooking.
The little weeks.
The little leaks. Add it all up. None of them feel big on their own. But together, together they are the reason you are checking your balance on Wednesday with that surprised laugh.
So it is not really I spent it all. It is more like I did not notice it leaving.
Exactly. Money does not disappear, it just leaves in tiny, polite, automatic chunks. Most of them you did not even say yes to.
Okay, so before we spiral any further into financial doom, let's do our little vocab thing. Today's theme is money, specifically the kind of money that quietly leaves your account.
Sneaky English. Again.
Sneaky English. All right. 10 words today, a little longer than usual, but they all belong together. So if you have a notebook, grab it.
Or just listen twice. That works too.
That works too. First word, payday. Very simple. The day you get paid. Some people get paid weekly. Most people every 2 weeks. Some once a month. Payday Mia is a different person than regular Mia, just so you know.
Direct deposit. That is when your paycheck goes straight into your bank account. No paper check, no going to the bank. It just appears in your app like magic. Most jobs in most countries use direct deposit now.
Your balance. The amount of money in your account right now. Let me check my balance before I buy this. Very useful sentence. Say it to yourself before every purchase, especially before any candle.
To transfer. To move money from one place to another, like sending money to a friend or paying a bill from your checking account. You transfer it. The bank takes a tiny cut sometimes, but usually it is free between accounts you own.
A budget. A plan for your money. I am on a tight budget this month. It sounds serious, but it is really just a list of where the money is supposed to go. You can write it on paper, you can write it in your notes app, you can even just keep it in your head.
Auto pay, short for automatic payment, you set it up once, the bill pays itself every month. Very convenient, also very easy to forget about. Auto pay is the reason we are even talking about this today.
An impulse buy, something you did not plan to buy. You just saw it, you wanted it, and you bought it. I was not going to buy this, but here we are. Be honest, how many candles in your house were impulse buys?
Overdraft. That is when you spend more than you have in your account. The bank lets you, but they charge you a fee. It is not fun. The fee is usually around $30. $30 for the privilege of being broke.
A statement. A summary from your bank or your credit card. It lists every charge from the last month. Reading your statement is the single most powerful thing you can do for your money. More powerful than any budgeting app. Just read it.
And finally, a subscription. A recurring payment for a service. Streaming, apps, software. Most of us have at least three we are not using, and most of us forgot we signed up for them.
Quick recap, because they all connect. The subscription auto-renews. The statement shows the charge. The balance goes down. If you do not pay attention, you end up overdrawn.
That is one sentence, five words. Excellent.
Excellent. Now, here is the thing. All of these words, they are the same set of words that show up on every bank app, in every paycheck email, and in every why is my money gone conversation you have with yourself at midnight.
So knowing them makes the app make sense.
The app makes sense. And once the app makes sense, the Wednesday surprise stops being a surprise.
Stops being a surprise.
Quick example. Leo. One sentence using two of these.
I forgot to cancel the subscription, and now I am one impulse buy away from an overdraft.
That is the sentence of the month, honestly.
That is my entire personality in one sentence.
That sentence is also this entire podcast in one sentence. Okay, real talk. What do we actually do about this? Because we do not want to leave people feeling worse about themselves.
No, we want to leave people with a plan, a small one.
A small one. Tip number one, do the audit. Sit down for 15 minutes this weekend, open your bank app, scroll back through every charge from the last month, every single one. Do not judge. Just look. You will be surprised.
You will absolutely be surprised.
Tip number two. Cancel one thing, not everything, just one. The one you forgot you had, the one you have not opened in 3 months, just one. Pick the smallest emotional attachment and let it go.
Tip number three, keep the small stuff. The $4 morning coffee is fine. The Friday night dinner is fine. The weekend movie ticket is fine. Do not punish yourself for enjoying your life. Just know it is there.
Tip number four, move your savings on payday. Not whenever you remember, on payday, even if it is just $20. Set up an auto transfer from checking to savings the same day your paycheck arrives, so you never even see it in checking.
That one is sneaky, in a good way.
That one is sneaky in a good way. You are basically hiding money from your past self. Your past self will thank your future self, or something like that.
Tip number five, if your employer offers it, split your direct deposit. Some banks let you send part of your paycheck straight into savings, so your checking account only ever sees the spending money. The savings just quietly grows.
Tip number six, round up your purchases in your head. That $7 lunch becomes $8. That $14 dinner becomes $15. Put the roundup amount into a savings jar, mentally. Or use an app that does it for you. Over a year, it adds up to a real number.
Tip number seven, stop opening shopping apps at midnight. I know this one is hard, but the late night algorithm knows you are tired, and tired you is not the same as day you.
Tired you would buy anything. Tired you would add four things to cart and then feel weird about it in the morning.
Tip number eight, set a no-spend day once a week. Pick a day, Sunday, Wednesday, whatever. One day a week where you do not spend any money, not even coffee. Bring it from home. See how it feels.
That one is actually kind of fun once you get used to it.
Tip number 9, pay yourself first. Before you pay any bill, before you buy any coffee, before you do anything, move something into savings. Even $5. It is a mindset shift. You go from what is left after I spend to what do I have after I save.
Tip number 10, and this is the most important one. Be kind to yourself. The Wednesday surprise laugh is not a personal failure. It is just a sign that nobody taught us how to look at small numbers that quietly add up.
Tip number 11, keep a money diary for 1 week. Not a fancy app. Just a note in your phone. Every time you spend money, write down the amount and one word for what it was. Coffee, lunch, subscription. After 7 days, you will see the pattern.
I like that one. That is the kind of thing that actually changes behavior.
Behavior change, not spreadsheet change.
Behavior change, not spreadsheet change. That should be on a mug.
Nobody taught us that.
Nobody taught us that. We are not bad with money. We are just people with jobs, lives, and a list of subscriptions we forgot about. Same as the gym yesterday, different version.
Different version. Same us.
So here is what I want to leave you with. Do not aim for perfect. Do not aim for some spreadsheet lifestyle with 20 color-coded categories. Just spend 15 minutes this weekend and look at your statement. Just look.
Just look. That is the whole assignment.
That is the whole assignment. You will probably find one or two things that surprise you. Cancel one, keep the rest.
Keep the rest. The little leaks are part of life.
The goal is not to plug them all. The goal is to know they are there. To know they are there and to be a little bit nicer to your Wednesday self.
To be nicer to your Wednesday self.
She is doing her best with the numbers she was given.
She really is.
And honestly, Leo, same thing we said about the gym. Same thing we will probably say tomorrow about something else.
Same us, different receipts.
Same us, different receipts. That is a podcast.
That is a podcast.
All right. That is our show for today.
If you laughed, we did our job. If you felt seen, even better.
Thanks for spending your evening with us. See you after work.